Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Who's in Control? Our scripture verse is taken from Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God Almighty reigns. You know, the older we get, the more we realize that we tend to live our lives not according to some deep philosophy of life, but by simple one-liners, like, God is in control. I remember when we were going through some of our most difficult times, how Penny would simply take a deep breath and declare, God is in control. With that declaration, we could then go on. You see, there's a sense of comfort in knowing that God is in control and He won't let anything happen that isn't in our best interest, even when we may not understand exactly what He's doing. He is the God of the unknown. And because I know He is a good God, I can rest. I can let go. I may not understand or even like what's happening, but I can rest in knowing that God will work all things together for my good if I will simply love Him and remain available for His purposes. Romans 8:28. When I feel like things are out of control, I don't have to grasp for control and add to the confusion. I can let go because I know my God, who never sleeps, is on the job. He loves me. God is in control, so I don't have to be. I remember one individual who made up little signs and posted them all over her house to remind her that God is in control. That just might be a good idea to remind us that the Lord Almighty reigns. I can let go because I know that He doesn't. So a question we have for both of us today. When do we tend to panic and grasp for control? What can we do to help remind each other that God is in control, therefore we don't have to be? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to abide in You, to know in our hearts, not just our heads, that You're really in control, therefore we don't have to be. Help us to let go, to trust, to rest in You.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.